Tanura means skirt, and the Tanura dance is a kind of Sufi folkloric dance which is very common in Islamic countries, especially in Turkey and in Egypt. This is also developed into a performance dance by non-Sufis, including dancers outside of the Islamic world, also one of the most entertaining highlights of the Dubai desert. The Tanuri beat is religious in nature, and the dancer's aim is to enter a trance-like state during the performance, which they describe as reaching a spiritual inner purity and being at one with God. Another way of articulating what is happening from a more Western scientific perspective is the hypnotic music and repetitive spinning distracts and subdues the ego, allowing for a deep introspection into one's own subconscious mind. There are various ways of performing the dance where different elements of the Tanura stand for various messages. As told, it is a story that connects men to the divine, a dance that refers to the relationship of land and the sky, man and God. Philosophically speaking, the spinning is from the idea that states movement in the world begins at a central point and ends up at the same point. Therefore, the movement has to be circular. The dancer usually removes four different skirts during the finale, representing the succession of the four seasons. The anti-clockwise movement mimicking the rotational direction around the Kaaba shrine in Mecca. When he turns himself around, it is said that he enters into a trance-like state, trying to become light and ascend into heaven. The whirling is magnificent to watch, but it is important to remember that the dancers are not seeking ecstasy. Instead, they enter into a hyper-conscious state and maintain their perfect physical balance. Their eyes are closed, but the dancers never touch each other, nor do they experience any dizziness. The dervishes make small, controlled, rocking movements of the hands, head, and arms as they whirl, and the rotating movements are accompanied by rhythmic music dominated by the sound of the reed pipe as well as drums and some chanting as the whirling gradually transforms into a rapid, spinning, ecstatic move sequence. The hundreds of twirling rotations, about 20 to 30 per minute, coincide with the theta rhythm of the brain. Combined with the chanting, makes the dancers disassociate from this reality and enter a different state of mind.
Sufis represent the spiritual or mystical dimension of Islam. By the 9th century, what had originally been informal teacher-student relationships formalized with the founding of tariqas, or orders, each originating from a different Sufi saint. For the Sufi, unity, or tawhid in Arabic, is a fundamental mystical experience of reality. And this truth can be experienced and known. Therefore, Sufis search for their inner soul to communicate with the divine. Sufis often use music as a source to connect with God. Although musical expression in Islam is often seen as debatable, Sufi musical performances have played an important role in creative literature and poetry. Sufi practices, including chanting, singing, dance, and meditation, are all intended to lead followers toward the experience of annihilation or fana of the ego in God. Sufism teaches that the ideal state of realization is in subsistence, or baka, wherein the mystic is conscious of both this unity and of his own individual identity. The Sufi's quest is to experience God within oneself. This is often called marifa. What is most essential to Sufism cannot be learned, but can only be reached by personal experience and inward transformation.
It has been said that esoteric Sufism is intimately linked to Freemasonry and other European and Eurasian secret societies. Sabbatai Zevi was a Jewish rabbi who in 1666 declared himself to be the expected Messiah. He was a political failure, having been forced to convert to Islam, but many of his followers also converted. And Sabbatai Zevi has left a legacy in Turkey called the Donme, a sect of crypto or secret Jews who outwardly are Muslim yet practice ancient occult mysticism behind closed doors.
I heard about this, these orgies that they were having between couples together. They do it within the family, even with children and parents involved.
They are secret Jews. They always marry among themselves.
We know that Donme had a secret religious life, something between their Muslim appearance and their real Jewish believing.
Purim was his favorite holiday. That was the annual wife swappers holiday. It was called extinguishing the lights. And by his order, the Jews swapped wives. All over the world, this was not a local phenomenon. Now, all the books say the same thing, that Shabtai Tzvi gained prominence from Iran to Mexico. All over the world, the Messiah was going to come, and he announced the date. And this date, by the way, is significant. He declared he was the Messiah on June 18th of 1666. June, of course, is the sixth month. 18 is 6 times 3, and we don't have to... 666 is obvious enough. And on that day, all of a sudden, it was the time of redemption. And the Jews could do anything they wanted. You know, his prayer, the prayer that the Jews quoted, were blessed be he who permits the forbidden. That was the actual Sabbatean prayer. And the Jews went through an orgy worldwide of, again, the Christians would call Satanism.
Rudolf von Seppendorf was a German occultist, writer, intelligence agent, and important figure in the activities of the Thule Society, a post-World War I German occultist organization that influenced many members of the Nazi Party. He was a Freemason, a Sufi of the Bektashi order after his conversion to Islam, and a practitioner of meditation, astrology, numerology, and alchemy. In his autobiographical novel, The Rosicrucian Talisman, Seppendorf distinguishes between Sufi-influenced Turkish masonry and conventional masonry, paying extra attention to the Sufi Bektashi order in regards to their alchemical, sigil, and numerological practices. Seppendorf established the Thule Society, and then he helped to establish the DAP, or German Workers' Party. This party was joined in September 1919 by Adolf Hitler, who transformed it into the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi Party. Seppendorf later published a book called The Practice of Ancient Turkish Freemasonry, The Key to the Understanding of Alchemy. 1997 was a very important year for the Masons in Turkey. Hidden cameras had allegedly recorded secret rituals held in Masonic temples, which were then broadcast on Turkish television for several days. The secret recordings shocked the Turkish public, as well as Masons who had not yet attained higher degrees. The exposé revealed secret Masonic activity largely unknown to the public since the establishment of the first Masonic Lodge in Istanbul in 1738. In one clip, new candidates are blindfolded and made to repeat an oath of secrecy.
Aykut Erensoy, mesleği elektrik mühendisi. Kenan Ali Akman, mesleği serbest ticaret.
Adayların kimlikleri anlaşıldı. Onları içeri alınız.
In another clip, we see what appears to be a ritual performed with only high-level 33rd degree Masons in attendance, where the senior master allegedly drank the blood of a goat which had just been sacrificed, followed by some prayers recited in Hebrew.
Freemasonry is very old. It has a very ancient history, because it is a very ancient satanic organization. The truth of the matter is that the Ottomans were not really able to cope with them. They were unable to take any technical precautions. Only the late Ataturk was able to take a precautionary measure, as you know, closing the Masonic lodges. But at the moment, there are 5,000 registered Masons and 2,000 more unregistered and covered ones, a total of 7,000 Masons, and they are currently working in the key points of the state. They have been obsessed by one thing ever since Darwinism entered the Ottoman Empire through the Committee for Union and Progress. To make Turkey communist, because in their eyes, Marx was right, and so were Hegel and Engels, and Darwin was right all the way. But they knew they could never impose that on the people and the nation. So what was to be done? They decided to create a Masonic organization and networks and make gradual progress. Freemasonry in Turkey is dependent on European Freemasonry. They are generally affiliated to the British, Scottish lodges, to French lodges. There are no independent masonry in Turkey. The organization is rooted abroad, so they do what the French and British lodges tell them to do. It is they who direct events in the southeast of Turkey.
While it may be true that some lodges are used as a political instrument to help expedite the establishment of a global communist world order, secret practices of the Sufi Freemasons presents a unique set of inner alchemical practices based on Masonic teaching, a kind of Masonic Qigong, where These practices are set towards the goal of transforming the practitioner in an alchemical process designed to realize the divine in human nature. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Kindly share these videos if you enjoy them. You can find my published books on Amazon.com, and we greatly appreciate your support to Atlantean Gardens, the nonprofit organization that makes my work possible. So thank you, have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you next time.